Friday, no Dave. We believe if you were up in the, what is that area? The Colony?
Something like that, yeah.
Where the, not the Sphere, but the Cosm. We believe Dave is trolling in that area right now. So if you're up there, maybe on that Tiger Woods putting green or whatever, or no doubt he'll be getting an adult refreshment somewhere up there at some point. You can find Dave, but he is not here today. And you know what? I don't think it's cool taking these Fridays off. These Fridays mean something. But I guess to Dave, just go and leave.
Friday. Just leave us all alone at this time of need.
So incredibly sad.
I'm looking at the schedule right now.
Go on.
Looks like Corby.
All right, it's time for the helpline.
Corby's off next week. And Bob.
520. Help.
How can that be?
The Hardline Helpline.
It's brought to you by
Hardline Helpline.
Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more, and A1 Locksmith Securing Safes.
All right, well, thank you.
Looking at every other Friday this month, and one of you two are off every Friday.
Hardline Helpline.
Look.
It's official business, though.
Yeah. We don't take 6 weeks off. Hardline, we take hardline, six hardline, Fridays off.
Until December. That's like 3 weeks.
Right. Okay, so yesterday we did the segment on the local Dallas guy. I forget his name, but, and I don't want to do him a disservice because he died in a horrible, horrible fashion. Ashton something, I believe. Well, he died on a hunt in South Africa where he was hunting what is called the Black Death, the Cape Buffalo. We're learning it is, if it's not the most dangerous of all the animals that are hunted over there, or just dangerous animals, period, it's way, way up there. And, you know, a lot of people are like, he's going to hunt them, and they're going to hunt him, so be it. But there was a lot of back and forth on just why anyone would do that, why you would take that chance, I guess. If you're a hunter, it's just, like I asked, because Gordon was on with us during the Rant Revival, and I was like, so if you are going on one of those hunts, do you give the extra hug to your dog and kids and wife and saying like, God, I love you guys, may not be coming back? Or is it just like you're going to hunt a quail?
These are questions I'm not equipped to answer, but these dudes, these Cape Buffalo look like pretty bad dudes.
Okay, so this guy has a question answer for us.
This is Keith in Oklahoma. That's where I live now. The Cape Buffalo is the most dangerous, not because of its horns, but because they will just attack you out of nowhere. They will just say, ooh, somebody I can squish, and they will come squish you. You should watch the video of the Cape Buffaloes who destroyed an entire pride of lions to save a baby Cape Buffalo. When it was like 10 or 15 years ago, Cape Buffaloes are mean and strong and fast and tough and queef.
So last night I went down the Cape Buffalo rabbit hole because there are a million videos of them. Mainly it's of them in some sort of tussle with lions.
That sounds awesome.
And
as long as you have a safe seat somewhere.
Yeah. And here's the thing about the Cape Buffalo is that they travel in these massive herds. And so if you're on one of these hunts, it would be so strange to just kind of be around hundreds of these animals that you know that could come after you at any moment. They are wildly protective of their young and of their elders and of the injured, and they'll form like a circle and basically dare whoever to break the circle. It's like Red Rover, but with Cape Buffalo.
Never been described like that before.
And there are so many videos of like two or three lions trying to eat one of them, and the females, I guess, are the baddest, or at least they're the ones that do the most charging. But to see these Cape Buffalo, one, go over to, like that guy said, 2, 3, 4 lions and dispose of them like they're kindergartners is crazy. They use their horns to just pick them up and flip them in the air. You know, these animals that are hundreds and hundreds of pounds. But they're bigger and stronger and tougher and badder. They appear to be the ultimate. And their hide, they say, is 5 or 6 centimeters thick. So if you keep shooting them there, it does nothing. It's just doink. It's like a BB just kind of sticking in there. And you have to shoot them in the head. And I just...
You think you'd have shake wrist if that buffalo was charging at you and you knew you had to hit it right in the face?
I mean, honestly, the entire African safari sounds both awesome and a great way to die. I mean, if you just start, okay, here are the elephants, here are the lions, here's a rhino, here's the Cape buffalo. I suppose I'm just working my way through the big five, aren't I?
Hippopotamus.
I hear people do it. It sounds like the trip of a lifetime. It sounds amazing. They discuss, getting up in the morning and having coffee as the sun rises on the savannah, and it sounds like a delight.
I don't know, man.
It also sounds like almost like you said yesterday when the crocodile hunter met his demise. It seemed like the most obvious, or like Grizzly Man.
Yes.
Grizzly Man's probably the best example. Okay, this guy, no, this guy is really good around grizzlies. And then you hear he died from grizzlies, and you're like, well, that actually makes sense, because you know what? That's what grizzlies do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if your game is to go look for the biggest game to try to hunt, especially on a level playing field, DJ and I were talking about how screwed up bullfights have always seemed to us when we happen into Mexico and decide, oh, let's go watch a bullfight, thinking we grew up on Looney Tunes.
Right.
And not realizing the bull is like 91% dead before the matador even gets in the ring. Like, it's bleeding. And
it's like in Gladiator when they shiv Russell Crowe.
Like, there's nothing left of it, to a point where I'm sure a bullfighter can get the horns, but it's a real slanted fight. It's a big time, like a handicap match or whatever, where
it's just not as impressive knowing that the bull can barely keep its head right up because it's losing so
right
much blood.
Now, if this matador is taking on a fully fit,
like a Micah Parsons bull.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have something. But
sports,
of course, you probably would think that until he's literally gored through the heart and you watch a guy die in front of you. And then you're like, you know what? This is probably not a great spectator sport either.
We're not doing what he loved.
They said that 200, or they say that 200 people every year get killed by these Cape buffaloes.
200.
And it's hunters. It's not just people grazing the savannah. They feel the threat and they come at you. 200 is an, can you imagine if,
can you imagine the waivers you have to sign to go with any hunting outfit?
No. And again, like, if you hunt birds or deer or anything that can't kill you, it would seem like that's kind of the way to go.
It's real embarrassing if you die hunting birds.
Right.
If the doves swarm you and kill you.
A pack of doves.
You're going to get made fun of for that.
Well, you're dead.
So. They also protect their own, and they're about tired of you shooting them out of the sky.
But like in the hunting community, as much as this
the
is
killer doves,
as this is a local Dallas tragedy, are the people like, eh? And are you at peace with that, knowing that if you are the hunter, that not good odds, but there are odds that you're like, yeah, I'm cool. I'll die for this. Sounds great.
Well, maybe, I mean, don't skydivers.
Or, yeah, but 200 skydivers aren't dying a year.
No, who's our Alex Honnold, the free scalers?
Climbers, yeah.
Like, I think many of them are like, yeah, there's a good chance this could go wrong at some point in my life.
And yeah.
I love this so much, I'm at peace with that.
It looks like an average of 10 deaths a year skydiving.
Not quite 200.
No.
Did you say 200 a year?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
What an insane
how do they
number.
Allow this?
That's a big part of the economy, I bet.
I guess.
To take the money of rich American.
Well, if you want to have some fun this weekend, go down a YouTube bender looking at the Cape Buffalo. They are bad MFers, dude. Those horns mean business, too. They ain't messing around.
No.
Nor should you.
Nor do they lose every match.
No. It looks like they're undefeated.
They get a couple dubs.
Yes.